Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
My spirit is stable. It is complete. It is finished. It is done. I can be no more saved than I am right now. I am saved because I have believed on the begotten, only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him shall be saved. Past tense, saved, done, over, finished, complete, sanctified, certified, glorified, kept. I want three brothers to come out here right quick and help me make this illustration. I'm going to try not to get lost in it. I already picked you out. So move, 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 move. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There you go. There you go. Hallelujah. Come on out here. Form a straight line like your soldiers in the military, side by side. Straight line, side by side. Okay? So, you first in the line. You take that one. You take that one. And you take that one, and this is nothing. So, everything that God created, he spoke and it became what it said. Let there be light, let the firmaments, let the greater lights and the lesser light. God spoke it and it became what he said. But when God got ready to make man, he spoke to himself. Come on, come on, come on. He spoke to himself. So, I don't want to get lost in that. God took counsel in himself. And that means that all God needed was all God had. That God didn't need anything out of God to create us. God counseled with himself, the full counsel of God. Ephesians 2, the counsel of God. He begat us out of his counsel, and God said, let us make man in our own likeness, in our own likeness and in our own image and after our own kind. And so let me see here. Come, you stand right in front of him and you stand right behind him. And God said, let us make man in our own likeness and in our own image and after our own kind. And yet he created one man. The hour is created one. And he called his name Adam. Okay, he called his name Adam. But because he said, let us, Adam has three parts. So the us is hidden in the one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he, Bana, created the body from pre-existing substance, clay, mud, Bana, Hebrew for made with pre-existing substance, and breathed into him the breath of Zoe, Hebrew for life, and he became a living nephesh, a soul. So the life of God, what he breathed into him was what he is. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so when he breathes Zoe, man is a spirit. He is not a body. He is not a soul. He is a spirit. He has a soul. So this is an attribute that he has a soul and he lives in a body. So this body is an apartment, a condo, a mansion. Depending on how you work out in the gym, it may be an efficiency suite, but but the body is what you live in. This is how you live in it. This is who lives in it. that I am. I am a spirit. I have a soul. Soul in the Greek, psyche, mind, emotions, feelings, memories. This is where my emotions flow or break or crush or shatter. And this is what holds my pain or power or determination or fear or thoughts or perspective are housed here in my soul or mind. Mind is different from brain. The brain is a part of my body. I need a brain to express my mind, but the brain is a part of my body. My soul, David said, no man cared for my soul. They didn't care how I felt. They didn't care what I went through. They didn't care about the damage. They didn't care about my feelings. But how I feel is not who I am. I am a spirit. Now, can I go deeper? Because I'm trying to go fast. If I had time and I was in Bible class, I would rip this. Woo! Shout out higher. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So when I got saved, if I had a corn on my left toe, I still got it. When I got saved, if I had psychological, emotional issues, I'm saved, but I still have it. So if my body got saved, my hair wouldn't come out. I wouldn't have a cavity. I wouldn't have a problem. Because when God saves something, he saves it completely. So the salvation of my body is my blessed hope. For if a man have that which he hoped for, why does he yet hope for it? So my spirit is saved. My mind is being saved. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, Greek metamorpho, metamorphosis. It if my mind goes through a metamorphosis. My mind, my emotions, my memories, my feelings, my perspectives, my wisdom, my attitude is going through a metamorphosis. What I thought when I was 20 is not what I think when I am 40. How I felt when I was 40 is not how I feel when I am 60. It is going through a metamorphosis. My spirit is stable. It is complete. It is finished. It is done. I can be no more saved than I am right now. I am saved because I have believed on the begotten, only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him shall be saved. Past tense, saved. Done, over, finished, complete, sanctified, certified, glorified, kept. But when my spirit is saved and it tries to see the future, it has to see through my emotions, my soul, my memories, my perspectives, my fears, my insecurities, my intimidations, my flaws, my victory, my pride, my arrogance, my insufficiencies. So whatever my spirit sees, it has to see through my soul, and my soul has to see through my unregenerated body. So now the whole creation groaneth in pain until now, waiting for the adoption to wit, which is the redemption of my body. So, let me turn back to sideways again. My spirit is saved. My soulish mental capacity is being saved. My body shall be saved. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption, the body. For we know if this earthly house or tabernacle shall be dissolved, we have another building eternal in the heavens. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If nothing went wrong in my life, there would still be a war in my members, because this holy thing has to live with this sick thing and has to stay in an apartment with this dirty thing. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how long your dress is. I don't care if you don't wear makeup or earrings. I don't care if you speak in tongues. I don't care if you hoop and holler. The groaning inside of us is coming from the fact that oil and vinegar do not mix. I don't care how you shake it up. When you get through shaking, it's going to separate. Because how can two walk together save they agree? So I find a war in my members that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That which I would do, I do not. That which I would not do, that I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? In other words, my soul is saying, you two guys are driving me crazy. You are telling me to live holy. You are telling me to go to the strip club. You are telling me I'm a conqueror. You are telling me I'm a fool. And I keep going backwards and forwards and backwards and forward. And after a while, I groan, desiring to be clothed with that which cometh from above.
Registration is now open for the 2024 International Leadership Summit. Continue your growth and elevate your journey with world-class speakers and transformative workshops. Coming home to Dallas, Texas, the 2024 International Leadership Summit is where the world's most visionary leaders gather.
I want you to be in the room where it happens.
Act now and secure next year's spot at the best possible price.
I believe God has something for you.
Register today at thisisils.org and empower your leadership journey.
Disruptive thinking, disruptive patterns of thought are essential for such a time as this. Break through old barriers. Shatter old paradigms. New experiences, fresh ideas. Kaleidoscope of humanity, this multilayered, multicultural, multicolored man, hue, where we get colors, hue, man. Is not simple, he's complicated. How many of you know you're complicated? So you meet my body, but you go home. With my soul. And all of a sudden, this can trick you. So you thought you married this, didn't you? But now you're living with this. This, oh, I gotta stop. This controls the atmosphere of the entire apartment. If this is mixed up, everything in the house is going to be crazy. And now, even though I'm not inside of you, I'm groaning because I'm waiting on the manifestation of this to change that so that I can have peace, which is alignment. If I have a good brain, don't confuse the brain with the mind. There is a difference between a neurologist and a psychologist. The brain is neurologically a part of my body. And it has varying capacities of intellectual influence. But sometimes I get into a situation that I know not. What to pray for as we ought. And I can't pray out of my feelings because you crazy too. I'm not saying I can't express my feelings. I'm saying I can't trust my feelings to be truth to me. Because if I start praying out of my feelings, I'll start praying carnal stuff like killer Jesus. Because I'm mad as all get out in her, and I'm sick of her, and I'll turn my prayer life to witchcraft. Because I am praying with a part of myself that is being saved, not fully transformed. So if I want to have a perfect prayer, I have to pray out of my spirit. That doesn't mean that I can't pray with an understanding, because when I pray with an understanding, it helps to heal my mind. So I got to be able to tell God how I feel about it without thinking that how I feel about it is how it is. So Paul says, I will pray with the Spirit, step forward, and I will pray with an understanding also. I need both prayers, because when the Holy Spirit prays with my spirit, it has searched my heart, my mind, and my understanding. But he also knows what is the will of God, for he intercedes for me, not contaminated with what's going on in this realm. He makes a perfect prayer, and he helps my weakness. He helps my weakness, because when I pray in the Spirit, I pray according to the will of God. When I pray with an understanding, I can only pray with the truth I'm standing under. And the truth I'm standing over is how I see it, how I feel about it, So the Spirit helpeth my infirmities, because I know not what to pray for as I ought. See, that's why I started last Sunday with I know not, because we got to get the humility back. That the beginning of intelligence is knowing not just what you know, but what you don't know. So Paul, who is an extremely intelligent individual, is writing to the Roman church, which is going to be the epicenter of Christianity going forward for the New Testament, because the apostles have forsaken Jerusalem, because Jerusalem has rejected Christianity, the new empire and epicenter from which Christianity will exude is coming from Rome. And hence we are in the book of Romans, and Paul is trying to make us understand, don't start this thing trying to be smart. You know not. But I have an option. Step back. I have an option. You stand forward. I have an option to pray with an understanding, or to pray with the Spirit. I need to pray with an understanding because it vents my soul. I'm hurt. We ourselves also groan within ourselves, is an imitation of labor pains. But remember that the groaning is not the baby. But I need to pray with an understanding because I need to express the agony of my soul. So this ventilates how I feel. So let me let it out. Let it. Somebody say, let it out.
Let it out.
I used to tell people, be strong, don't cry. In a funeral, be strong, don't cry. I found out that's wrong. Because if it doesn't come out that way, it's going to come out some other kind of way. It's going to come out through dysfunction. It's going to come out through sickness. It's going to come out through alcoholism. Some kind of way this guy needs to be able to vent himself. But just because he needs to vent himself doesn't mean that you can trust him to run himself. So I will pray with an understanding, for that ventilates my soul. But I will pray with the Spirit also, because the Spirit is informed by the will of God. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so this guy and this guy are partners in lifting up this guy until he begins to get better. This is the substratum of the text. These are the prayer partners. And the problem with us is that we are trying to go through life without our partner. So we are running our mouths, telling everybody what we, come here, think without what we know taking precedence, get in front of him, of what we feel. I know that God is for me. I know that God has loved me. I know that God has determined the end from the beginning. I know that God is my helper. I know that God is my defense. I know that God is my waymaker, but I don't always switch places. Feel like he is. So while I need to express how I feel, I cannot make decisions. Come around. I cannot make decisions by how I feel because I'm not always going to feel that way. So I am telling you that this can get better if these two come together. Partnership is vitally important in order to be fruitful, in order to be productive, in order to be powerful.
Learn how partnership and prayer can take your spiritual life to the next level. For your gift of any amount, learn to make prayer a lifestyle with audio of Bishop T.D. Jakes' groundbreaking two-part teaching, Pray It Forward, along with a companion booklet.
The power of agreement exponentially accelerates the results of connectivity.
For your gift of $125 or more, you'll receive the entire Pray It Forward collection, which includes the My Answer Prayer Guided Journal, the Daily Bible 365 Daily Devotional, and the Pray It Forward Teaching and Booklet.
One can chase 1,000, the Bible said, but two can chase 10,000.
Receive the divine flow of life in prayer. Call or click today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.